Time has come. I'm done. It's been a good 4 years, a good run, but 2023 is the end of my journey with social media, period. I'm off of every platform except for YouTube. I'm on YouTube. I go on my TV's unsigned in. Sometimes I'll log into the phone, and unfortunately, I cannot go on YouTube without signing in. I need to disconnect that some kind of way, and I'll figure it out. I do not want to go on any further because this is just not for me. It was for me the 4 years that I had my reign, and I'm done. No more. I'm not coming back in the future. This is it. I'm done. I need to get on with my private life. I need to get on with things. And this has been holding me back. This has brought a lot of stress, a lot of unwanted attention, a lot of things. You know, when I say things, people like to question you. People like to, you know, ask you why you, and I'm tired of explaining myself and who I am and why I say what I say. I just don't have time for that. And it's just, this is unnecessary. I don't know anybody on here. I'm not friends with anybody. I'm not calling you sis and family and bruh and all this kind of stuff. And I just, you know, I don't know who you people are, and I'm not trying to be like that with you. Some people I have gained, you know, different relationships offline, and that's cool. I'm good with that. But, you know, to everybody else out there that doesn't know me that well and has never, you know, if I've never seen you, then I'm not really cool with anything. I'm good with, you know, with the support that I've given. I'm good with what I've done, and I'm happy and I'm pleased with the outcome. I know that I've woken up a lot of people, and, you know, I'm hoping that I changed some hearts about Michael, namely people in my community. Those of you that were ride or dies for Michael Jackson, I get that. You're always going to be in there. But I'm hoping that the people who thought Michael didn't like his own people and that he was weird or that something was wrong with him, I'm hoping that you guys understand that this man was somebody for the Black community to be extremely proud of. I wish Taj well on his documentary. In 2023, I'm not going to be mad about anything. I'm going to watch it. If it comes out on video, I'm going to buy it. And it's been a good run. Thank you to those of you who supported me, who never questioned me, who never wavered, who stayed. And we have differences of opinion, but you never disrespected me. You never tried to get me to see things your way, namely Miss Toon and June Nelson. You guys had your own opinions politically and things, and I appreciate the fact that you guys never, never had anything to say about what I had to say about anything. And I appreciate your differences of opinion because that's the way the world is going to work. I can't go with this, you know, one side over the other. I have to go with how I feel and what I feel like saying and what I feel like doing. And right now, this has become too much, this internet. And Elon Musk owning Twitter, I'm not comfortable with that either. And I don't like how the political game is going to be played in 2023. I think it's going to be a lot of shit to pop off in 2023. And I'll be on YouTube, but I won't be signed in, so nobody will see what videos I'm watching. None of that shit. You won't see who I'm following. None of that. So I'm happy about that. I'm excited about that. That's at least one piece of freedom that I get. But all this other stuff out here, it's not worth my stress. It's not worth my fucking time to be out here with people monitoring me and having something to say about what I have to say, and then me giving my opinion on somebody's tweet and they coming back. And I just don't have time for all that. I'm not about conflict. I'm not about confusion. I like to be about logic, critical thinking, and, you know, all this kind of stuff. But I'm going to always be for my people. I love my people. I'm going to continuously fight, but in a private way. I do things privately for my people. If they accept it, they accept it. If they don't, they don't. But this social media game, I'm out of it. I am out of it. I don't have time for none of this shit. I got enough going on in my personal life, and I need to really, really dig in and concentrate on that. Cause shit is about to get bad. It's about to get bad. So I have to prepare and make sure that my family is good and make sure that we're not caught off guard on anything. I've got people giving me personal advice, and I fucking appreciate y'all for that shit. I appreciate y'all. Woo! I love it. I love it when you send me messages and let me know this and that, but I'm not connected to social media anymore, so I won't see you. But let me tell you something about y'all out here. Those of you that have come to me and have said, blase, blase, I want to say thank you. Those of you that have acknowledged me and tagged me, and I want to say thank you. There's not one reason why I am leaving social media. There are a plethora of reasons, and they are all solid in my book. One of my sons told me when I started this, they said, Mom, get off social media. And I didn't listen. And I'm happy that I didn't listen. Because you have to do your own thing in life. You can't just go by what somebody else says or does. You have to go by how you feel. What your creator sent you here to do, you have to follow through with that. And I did it for 4 years, and it's time for me to stop. I want to say to the Jackson family, I love you guys with all of my heart. I don't know you people, and I don't want to get to know y'all. And God bless you. And Mrs. Catherine, please have somebody sleeping at her feet every single night. Don't let that lady go a day without wanting anything. Please. And don't let people trash Mr. Joe. Don't let people trash that man. Mrs. Catherine and Mr. Joe showed us what a black family can do. And, you know, I thank them for that. To Taj, man, Taj. Ooh. You have been such an inspiration for me. At first, I didn't see it. At first, I was trying to figure things out. I didn't know who was for Michael and who wasn't for Michael. And I had people coming to me, telling me certain things and saying certain things about different family members and stuff. But thank you for your consistency, Taj. Thank you for standing by your uncle and your cousins, Amber, Brandy, Austin, Siggy, and your brothers. TJ's back online now. And I saw Terrell the other day. I don't see his tweets that much, but it's a blessing. When I saw that TJ was going to be more present on Twitter, I was like, yeah. I've been looking for that for 4 years. And it's time for me to let go. and move on. I'm not going to miss this one bit because it has been a fucking nightmare trying to defend Michael. This has not been easy. Being black and watching your black man be desecrated and ridiculed and chastised and treated like shit. Should anything else come up, I know that the fan base is going to be prepared because Michael's family will be prepared. And I won't ever have to worry about doing this again. Some of your interactions, I am going to miss a few of you. Some of you I'm not. Some of you I'm gonna really miss the interactions. But this is not for me. This was not permanent. And I told y'all it's not permanent. And I let you know that because I deleted three podcasts. I deleted episode after episode at different random times because I wanted you to know I'm not here to stay. I was never here to stay. I'm here until I felt like things are okay and my point got through. I'm gonna be watching. So put stuff up on YouTube because I'm gonna be watching. And you guys keep doing what you do. If you can handle staying on social media, please do it. I can't deal with it no more. Too many evil people. And I live my life in such a way where I should never be homeless and I should never be hungry. I'm 53 years old. I'll be 54 at the end of the year. And I need to move on. To each and every one of you that'll sit and listen to this, I love you and thank you so much. This has been one hell of a ride. But I knew that I was not for being a celebrity. I don't like the religion of celebrity. I don't like the way they do things up there. I don't like the way they operate. I don't want a whole lot of money. I'm not chasing fame. I just wanted to do one simple thing, and that's defend the most famous, the most loving, the most caring black man that ever lived. Most talented, the best father that Paris ever had. A man that raised three beautiful children that are his. His unwavering devotion and love to his fans, to his family. And to some of his so-called friends. Whatever you do in life, make sure that nobody around you is mistreated. I don't care what skin color they are. I don't care about their socioeconomic status. I don't care about what sins they've committed. Make sure that nobody around you is mistreated. Don't Don't walk around with hate in your heart. But don't think that love is the answer. Protect yourself at all costs. And understand that you have to be careful for nothing. I know a lot of people are going to miss my presence after a while. You're going to feel it. You're going to feel it. And what I have to say to you is that just leave me be. Don't try to recreate what I've done. Don't try to mimic me. Be you and do you. My reign is over and I am done. I told y'all that when I started this. I tried really hard to support other people in their endeavors. And let's just say that when I did that, I meant it with everything in my heart. I'm going to be honest, and this is no slight on anybody. This is not trying to make anybody feel bad. But there has been one person from this entire journey to reach out to me consistently. In a personal basis. And that person was my strength, was my go-to. And they made it possible for me to endure these last 4 years. When I deleted things or when I said I was going to do this or that, I always consulted with this person and I let them know what I was doing. Sometimes when I deleted certain episodes, I didn't let them know. But I always let them know, you know, when I was about to make a big move. They were a godsend for me. I know God sent them to me. I know he did. Because can't nobody do nothing by themselves. And don't let people make you think that. I had people coming to me in my DMs and discussing certain things with me, but they came and went. But this person stayed for the entire 4 years. I was thinking about staying until July, my anniversary of the video that I made. But I was like, nah, this ain't for me no more. I gotta go. I need to go. Every time I try in the past, it just wasn't time. Now it is. Everything is set in place. Taj has got the support that he didn't have in 2019, the consistency that he needed. And I'm loving it. Michael's children. My God, please protect them. Keep them safe. Let nothing get to them. If you feel like you're a fan of Michael's who has nothing to offer, let me tell you this. Your words your voice, your presence, your energy is always felt. I want you to remember Michael. When he performed in Munich, Germany, when he asked for the house lights to be turned up so he can see everybody. I want you to remember how much he loved you. He didn't ask you for a dime. He didn't ask you to come to God. He didn't ask you to change who you were. He loved you just as you are. Remember him. Please remember him. And know that your presence is all that he ever needed. He didn't need you to say a word. He just needed you to be there. That's it. You didn't need to pull up in a Rolls Royce or a Bentley or have a mansion. He just needed your presence. He needed to feel your energy. Don't ever forget that. If you're a Michael fan and you're homeless, if you're a Michael fan and you have very little money, he still loved you. The love that emanates from Michael is the exact same love that God has for each and every one of us. God always wants you to come to him as you are. He doesn't want you to clean up and get clean. Or there's no perfect time to come to God. You just right now. Right now as you're listening to this. Yeah. Yeah. The world got God's love. Michael Jackson was God's love. You are God's love. You guys, thank you so much for being there for me. Thank you for listening to all my hours of podcast. And thank you. Thank you for supporting me. It's time for me to go back and live my quiet life. You guys take care.
darkest hour and my deepest despair. Will you still care? Will you be there? In my trials and my tribulations, through our doubts and frustrations, in my violence, in my turbulence, through my fear, in my confessions, in my anguish, in my pain, through my joy, and my sorrow, in the promise of another tomorrow. I'll never let you part. You will always in my heart.